This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice.
With the 41st pick in the 2020 NBA draft, the Seattle Supersonics select a 28-year-old woman out of Chicago who's never played sports, Erin Keefe.
Okay, first of all, that is hurtful. That the implication I've never played sports is hurtful. Second of all, I feel really honored to be joining the team. I hope I don't let you guys down.
Okay, we found out there's been a trade. Erin Keefe has been traded.
Already?
She's being traded to an Urban Outfitters in Virginia.
Okay, I feel less confident about that somehow.
With the 42nd pick in the 2020 NBA draft, the Charlotte Hornets, these are not teams anymore, the Charlotte Hornets select John Patrick Cohen.
Nothing in the rules says a dog can't play basketball. Woof. Swish.
Woof. Oh, that has to be a new t-shirt that just says woof period swish period.
Sure, why not?
Isn't that a Katy Perry song?
You think of Fireworks.
From her greatest album ever, one that came out when she had short hair. It's Hey Riddle Riddle.
Speaking of Katy Perry, it's Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm a firework.
I'm a plastic bag.
Oh, I was going to say plastic bag. So I'm also a plastic bag.
You're a bit more of a roar, Erin. We don't do Katy Perry references.
And welcome to the show. And we also have some special guests joining us. This is our first lockdown guests, so virtual guests. Please welcome to the show Jeffrey James and Riley Anspaugh.
Woo!
Oh, I'm getting pulled over. Guys, be cool. I'm getting pulled over.
She's Ric Flair.
We're coming in hot. We're on one. We're on Hey Riddle Riddle. Jeff, they let us on for some reason.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see Erin resurrect the Seattle Supersonics as a plastic bag.
Yeah, I realized as I said Seattle Supersonics and Charlotte Hornets, I'm like, both these teams no longer are in those cities. They both move cities.
You're going to watch an 8-part documentary of how I changed that team.
Yes.
I bring it back from the dead.
Absolutely.
Well, you guys, I'm interested to hear how your lockdown is going. Jeffrey, you mentioned that you're staying with your family right now.
Yeah, I've been home in Cleveland, Ohio, so I'm almost in your guys' neck of the woods for the better part of a semester here. which has been nice because I don't have a yard in LA, so it's been nice to have a yard, and my sister's cat is here, so that's been fun. But I am going back at the end of the month, so it's been a nice summer vacay to see the fam and to have free food for a while.
Mm.
Yeah, and to avoid LA County's spike in numbers, baby.
Bium, 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 bium.
Love your enthusiasm.
No, I'm petrified, but I smile.
Of course, Jeffrey, you said you got some of that sweet, sweet Cleveland food. And of course, Cleveland's famous dish is regular hamburgers.
Pierogies.
It is pierogies, yeah.
Regular hamburgers.
I saw someone post a picture online of an Ohio-style breakfast pizza, which looked to be pizza dough, baked beans, and fried eggs. Is that a real thing? That can't
so
be real, right?
So basically, what you have to do is it's a flour tortilla, Hidden Valley Ranch, vegan, mayonnaise on the day, which is the cheese for some reason because you overbake it. And then you could put some, kind of like what Adel said, just like ground beef that's kind of well done.
Is this real? I've never heard you talk about this.
No, it's not real.
Listen, man, I don't know Ohio. It could be.
Everyone in Ohio listening is just nodding.
That's it.
See, this is why LeBron
and that's a brunch.
Left.
Riley, how is your lockdown?
It was wild. Right now, it is my boyfriend staying with me and my roommate. But at the beginning of lockdown, it was my sister had flown out with my 4-year-old nephew before like lockdown happened, before all quarantining, to visit. And even before she came out, we're like, maybe you shouldn't. Like, my mom was kind of even more cautious, but like, that's not gonna happen. She's like, I think Vanessa's gonna get stuck here. She won't be able to go back to Maine. And we're like, that'll never happen. And then suddenly it's like my sister, my boyfriend, my mom decided to come, a 4-year-old and a lab puppy were all just in my house for like...
Sounds like a sitcom.
For like a month. It really was.
Yeah, but so your mom says that every time Vanessa comes to LA. She's like, I think she's going to get stuck here. And you're like, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
She said that
about?
In 2014.
She keeps saying it until she's finally right. And so now she doesn't say it anymore because it happened.
Now she's like...
Yeah, but
who's laughing now?
Exactly. But it's been good. Been doing a lot of paint by numbers. So nice. My roommate like just started doing it, and I'm like, oh, that looks amazing. And it is. It's, oh my god, couldn't recommend it enough. So it's been the summer of numbers, painted or otherwise.
My roommate was complimenting my formatted painting, and I was like, actually, yeah, it's pretty fucking good.
My girlfriend just ordered some paint by numbers. She was telling me about it yesterday. She's very excited for it.
It's great. It's, oh, there's no better high than when you finish a number and you move on to the next one. And then you get frustrated by how many spaces you have to fill with that. It's a chaotic cycle that repeats itself, but it's quite nice.
See, what I like to do is I like to buy existing paintings. I'll go to like a thrift store or Salvo or even sometimes at auction at Sotheby's, I'll buy a piece of art.
Holy
and then what
shit.
I do is with marker, I'll write in numbers into each part. Yeah. And that to me is satisfying. That to me is like, it's kind of reverse engineering. And so it's almost like Sudoku, where I'm like, what number goes where? Have I used this already? Is that cerulean? Like, I have to figure out the color
scheme.
So you're
spending like $30,000 to make your own Sudoku.
Yeah, but it's so nice.
Yeah, Riley, I guess what you could say is the podcast is doing really well. So.
And we should mention, before we get into our riddies and puzzies, we should mention that Jeffrey and Riley are part of the HeadGum family. They are on the show, and they have their own podcast called Review Review. Which we will not spell. You have to figure that out yourselves.
That's another one of the puzzles for the week.
Yeah. And we will accept payment, $30,000 over cash.
Mm-hmm. Hey, do you guys accept ruined paintings as payment? Because we need
blood. Yeah, Adels, that looks like a squandered Monet behind.
Yes.
And since we're bringing up people's backgrounds, which is it's taboo to do on Zoom, but Riley, it's driving me absolutely crazy. You have like a blank wall behind you with one pink Post-it note. Is it art? Is
we
it?
We have to know what it says.
Does
it say get more Post-it notes?
No, my theory is instead of
what do you think it says? Everyone make a guess. What do you think it says?
I think it's blank. I think instead of doing like paint swatches, because you're thinking about painting your wall hot pink, and so you just have that as like a test. That's my guess.
Okay.
I think it says you are loved, and it's just a daily reminder.
That it's like I don't even look at it, but I wake up and I just know it's behind me. Mm-hmm. It's there. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna turn around. Jeff, your guess?
I think it says find ruined painting. So that's exactly where Adel's thing is gonna go.
Got it.
Does your post-it note say is it a list of people you need to kill?
Close. It says, okay, are you guys drum roll, please? A synchronized Zoom drum roll, please.
Impossible.
So underwhelming, but it's just a little "Hey, I love you" from my boyfriend. Okay, there, I said it. We leave little notes around the house, and what's actually I'm noticing about this that I never have noticed before, and now it's driving me crazy. It's not even centered above the bed. It's like it's still off to one side.
That's the first thing I clued into.
But yeah, it is a hot pink Post-it note on a blank white wall. Because no art above the bed, because California earthquakes. So this will be the least lethal thing to fall on my face in my sleep.
I guess that's kind of cute. But I know in my situation, I see my partner every second of every day. Mm-hmm. And if she left me a post-it, I would like rip it down and be like, this is exhausting.
You're like, I know, I know.
And this is a waste of paper.
I know, and I'll see you at lunch. God damn it.
So Daniel writes, I love you, and puts it above the bed. What do you write to his notes? Like, are they cute and sweet, or?
It's just kind of like a list of things throughout the day that I've noticed him doing wrong. So he'll write me things that he loves about me, and I'll just say, like, you know, you overcooked the eggs. So it's like a really nice back and forth that we have.
That's only fair.
Yeah, just to even it out.
The concept for our show is riddles, which is sort of a fun nightmare that we live in. So welcome.
Those are called dreams, Aaron.
What is the like word for nightmare when it's like really good and really fun and you get to kiss your crush? Okay, so
you had a sex nightmare.
okay,
a wet,
so I'm
a wet
gonna...
scream. Wet scream. Sorry, I had to go.
Oh, that's really good. love that.
So I'm going to be old man puzzles and read some riddles. Should there be a prize this episode for who gets the most riddles?
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
$100 buy-in.
$1,000 buy-in.
$1,000 buy-in. High rollers.
Aaron, before we get into the riddles, which I definitely want to get into, it's been about 10 minutes or so. So I do want to see a scene. Let's go ahead and get the ball rolling on that. And so what we're going to do is, Riley, you're going to be in a relationship with JPC. Mm-hmm. You've been leaving JPC a ton of little notes around the house and whatnot. And JPC, you're fed up with it and you're finally having that confrontation.
So I guess I don't know where to start. I think I figured out what's going on. And I'm sorry. You're coming into this situation so behind. I've been playing all this out in my head. For the past 3 months, I think I've been losing my memory, and I think I've been leaving myself notes to try to get my memory back. What? But I don't remember the notes that I'm writing, and I don't remember the things that I'm reading. So what I think happened, I've been piecing this together.
All right.
I was giving my wife insulin. No. That's all. That's immediately out. You're my wife. Fuck.
Yeah. No. Don't worry, honey. I've been leaving the notes.
Why?
Put all of.
Why?
Why? Because.
Why have you been doing this to me?
Because you, what are you talking about? That's my love language. My love language is words of affirmation. So I like to just leave it around the house. I thought you'd think it was a nice thing that I'm like, you look good today, and hey, remember to get milk. You know,
Kelly,
like
I tracked down a man at a milk store and I killed him. I killed a man at an Oberweis deli because I thought that he had hurt you.
You got all that from go get milk? I need it for pancakes?
Yes, I thought that pancakes were our future, and I thought I had to kill this milkman to secure our future. The numerology, you weren't using numerology on this? Pancakes
I was saying,
is the same?
It's 3 p.m., maybe let's go for a walk.
Okay, so I went to buy a walk at a... Macy's, and I ended up strangling a Macy's employee. Jesus Christ. Okay, I'm so sorry. You know what? Let's just erase the last 3 months. No, that's not good?
No, I think we're a little too far past that.
Okay. I went to the milk store. Japes, you are losing your memory.
You didn't say what year. You didn't say what year that scene was in. I'm not stupid.
Because in the 50s, they used to have giant supermarkets
and mortar,
just milk.
Yeah. Store.
That sounds disgusting, especially
there's a milk
in the
store,
summer.
There's the egg store.
At what year? They had milk delivery people whose whole job it is to deliver milk. They had to be a brick and mortar milk store, right?
It's called like a farm. Yeah. Exactly. Are we ready for our first riddle?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
This is from Maddie. So thank you, Maddie, for submitting this. A man wakes up, prepares the same breakfast he has every morning, and then dies. What happened? This riddle is stupid and frustrating, and Maddie said that when she submitted it. So
the breakfast he has every morning is 1/10 of a poison, and on the 10th day, he...
I love how you chose 1/10 because there's nothing about how many days it's been. It's just like, you just sussed out that it's the 10th day. Is the breakfast...
Same breakfast.
Aaron, can I ask some? Can I ask a question
of
about
course.
The breakfast? Is it like a normal breakfast, or is Adel on to the right train of thought with it being like a poison breakfast?
I'd say it's a normal breakfast.
It's a normal breakfast.
I will say this is just going to be a shot in the dark. You don't have enough information to adequately guess this, so you can just have fun with it.
Aaron, okay. When you say normal breakfast, just to clarify real quick, is it an Aaron normal breakfast or like a normal human being person's breakfast?
Oh, okay. Yeah, human being.
Okay,
I don't know. I'm still learning.
And when you say this is a shot in the dark, is that how he died?
Nice.
Nice.
Nope.
Bon Jovi got him.
Nope. Yeah, normal human breakfast.
What's a normal Aaron breakfast?
Just crying over a bowl of spaghetti you made the night before.
Got it. Okay, so eggs then.
Yes.
Got it.
Well, yeah, actually, his breakfast includes eggs.
Ooh, and that's important?
I don't know. None of this is important. I can't stress this enough. I'm starting with one of the most frustrating riddles, so everyone just gets used to it right out of the gate.
All right.
I'm sorry for asking during a quarantine lockdown for coronavirus if this man's breakfast was important. I'm starting to have my worldview skewed by what is and is not important.
Was this man Jimmy Dean and he got tired of looking at himself and jumped off a building?
No.
Okay.
Did this man have enemies, frenemies?
He got killed by one of his frenemies. No, but I will give you the beginning answer, part of the answer, which is the man is a mountain climber on a climb while he makes his breakfast.
You fool, okay. You just gave us everything.
No, I didn't.
He chokes on the eggs.
No.
So the man's a mountain climber. He's trying to reach the summit of K2 or whatever that thing is called. And he goes to drink orange juice. Ha ha ha. It's frozen due to the altitude. And he basically swallows a popsicle of orange juice, and that gets lodged in his throat and he dies.
Close, but no.
I love that because that's the most stubborn man on the planet who's like, no, the orange juice is fine.
It's not close, but it's close with how dumb of an answer it is.
So close, but cigar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
No.
No.
Nope. Nope.
Does it have anything to do with altitude?
No. That would be a good answer. This is a bad answer. I think I'm going to give it to you.
No, hold on. We can guess more. Riley, Jeff, do you have anything?
But it does have to do with eggs somehow?
He is eating eggs, and then he puts something on the eggs, and the thing he puts on the eggs creates a domino effect of tragedy.
Oh, my God. He's eating eggs. He's a mountain climber.
All right, let's go through all the spices that you can put on eggs. Number one, with a
adds
bullet.
Adds hot sauce. Too hot. He falls off his hammock.
It blows him away.
Does he put cumin on the eggs, then read the label and say, did I just put cum on my eggs, and then jump off because now he's eaten cum? And it's like the albatross riddle where like years ago he ate it on a desert island.
Cum?
The answer is cum. He downs a Serrano and his name is Jono. He's just blown away by the rhyme.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He's blown away by the rhyme. He is, it's a spice that he puts on it that causes, I'm just going to give it to you.
Is this a pepper sneeze?
Yes, it's a pepper sneeze. When he went to put pepper on the eggs, he accidentally breathed some in, sneezed, then caused an avalanche. Which killed him.
I want to see a scene. Okay, so Jeffrey, you are going to be making some breakfast for your roommates. Your roommates are going to be Adel and Aaron. They have known this about you for a long time, but you keep trying, like, accidentally, quote unquote, inhaling pepper, and they're pretty fed up with all of your excuses for how you're getting pepper in your nose accidentally.
Morning, sleepyheads.
Morning.
Here for Huevos Rancheros.
Yeah, but yeah. I just, Yeah, just say it normal. Hot
Sorry,
eggs.
Wait,
just call them either ranch eggs or hot yolks.
Hot yolks before we do hot yoga. How about that? I've got our whole morning planned.
Hey, dude, you got a little something under your nose.
I'm glad you noticed. I've been trying to grow out a little stat.
Mike, have you been doing pepper again?
No, I've just I'm like having a ball. Like, obviously, we're in quarantine. I'm trying to take up new hobbies. And sure, if I like to partake and have a little fun on
buddy,
a sun.
Buddy, what, buddy, dude? Slow down. Anytime you do pepper, you talk so fast. And
I'm just like hyped on breakfast. And I'm hyped on pepper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you think you sound interesting right now, but you're not, okay? Pepper does that to you. Pepper makes you think you're the most fascinating person in the room.
Mike,
okay?
When you were addicted to salt, it really tested our friendship. And we were like, just don't, whatever you do, don't get addicted to something you put in food again. And then, Mike, you went
tested
ahead.
Our friendship, it tested my cholesterol, all right? And you guys couldn't give a shit. Uh-oh. So now I make you ranch eggs. And you know what? I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You have some Tabasco coming out of your nose.
No, that's you might want to tilt your head back. Because the peppercorn gets in the
seed.
Blood. Nature's hot sauce.
I bet your first. he snorts such weird breakfast materials that your first guess is Tabasco.
That guy would have a really delicious brain. If I was a zombie, I would eat that guy's brain first.
Oh, yeah.
Ranch eggs is really foul.
Ew. With a side of fowl, as in he had a chicken breast.
Enough of that.
I also think hot yolks before hot yoga is, that like made my soul barf. Just, like the thought of that was like,
Yeah, woof swish.
One time I had a milkshake with my friend and did hot yoga and I wanted to die.
Oh my God.
Of course.
Sweating dairy.
I was like, It was like the night I had entirely white Russians. I was like, I'm not meant to be a person anymore. I can't. I'm mostly just dairy.
I had a malt and then ran a 5K.
Disgusting.
Can I have an entirely white Russian?
Just keep them coming.
So just heavy whipping cream then?
My friend was like, I will pay for your drinks the entire night, but you have to drink white Russians. And I was like, I'm 22. I'm going to live forever. Let's do this. And I was sick.
Of course.
That's one of my favorite things to do on a night out or like at dinner with friends.
That
I was
is
in
your favorite
Colorado right before we went on lockdown. And my friend and his girlfriend had to keep getting up to go to the bathroom because we had gone skiing that day and they drank a lot of water. And my other friend and I kept ordering them the worst drinks possible. So we sent them a virgin white Russian. We sent a melon ball. And it was everything. It got to the point where they would rather soil themselves than get up and get another drink served.
What is a virgin white Russian? It's like
milk.
It's milk.
That's what we call an albino Ukrainian.
Oh, God. All right, here's your next riddle. This is another warm-up riddle. Should be kind of easy. Are we ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Great. Yes. What has six faces but does not wear makeup, has 21 eyes but cannot see?
Aaron
what
in
is
high
it?
School.
What?
You six-faced bitch.
It's got 21 eyes?
But does not wear makeup, has 21 eyes, but cannot see. Riley, do you know it?
I do, but I won't, like...
I know wait for other people to get it?
Yeah.
I just got it.
Yeah, me too.
We all know it. So if Jeff, you want to say it first, we all definitely know it.
Well, you know, we could all say it at the same time and then sort of like muffly just mouth what you say.
Totally. Okay.
Some sort of demon.
All right, so we're going to do 3, 2, 1, then we're all going to say it, right?
Sorry.
We all agree it's some sort of Greek demon.
Greek demon, yeah. Is that the
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay, so here
Manticore.
We go. 3, 2, 1, a
dice.
Bag of potatoes.
A die.
The devil on the strike for
me. So we all got it, and we all heard what we each other said, and I think we can move on, because we all know it.
Everyone knew it was dice. Mm-hmm. I want to see a scene. Jeff, JBC, and Riley, you are three friends. You're in Vegas together. And Riley, just won't go to bed. Like, Riley just is, still gambling, and you're trying to, steer her to get off the floor and call it a night.
All right, here we go, snake eyes, one time, boom, there we go, we are on a streak, boys, come on, white Russians all around, who's with
me?
Riley.
Yeah, it's like 5 in the morning, why don't we go to sleep and then come back and do this tomorrow.
Hey, how about if you get blackjack right now, then I'll go to bed, huh? Bet on that. I'll bet on that.
You just threw dice and now you want to walk across the floor to go to play blackjack?
I am awake. I am ready. We are on a high. Famously, you'll never come down from a high when you're in Vegas. So I think let's keep this streak while we're hot. Get a couple right. drinks.
Look, Davis. I know like we were like, okay, Cheryl left you. Let's mm-hmm. drive to Vegas. Mm-hmm. Let's cheer you up. Mm-hmm. But like we can only do it so much. Like we drove. You napped in the car. Mm-hmm. So you kind of reaped the benefits. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can we just, and that was really nice of you to drive. I feel like really, really energized. And like I'm not even thinking about the heartbreak, which is really cool. So you guys are being great friends. And if you guys stay longer, like I'll be so happy.
Yeah, I mean, Davis, we don't want to be buzzkills now, but you keep talking about how you're on a hot streak and you can't stop winning. Mm-hmm. You've lost almost every bet you've placed.
Right.
You just threw dice on a blackjack table.
Yeah.
And we said that we had you for this weekend, so the money is not important to us. But now that it's been, it's like $2,400. Mm-hmm. Like we should maybe take a break and like enjoy some of the free amenities of the casino, like the rooms that we paid for.
Yeah, Cheryl wanted a break, and that's why we're here, right? So we are going to keep playing the cards.
I'm so it's not a break. She broke up with you.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to interrupt, but ma'am, I did want to let you know you did roll snake eyes, and I would recommend splitting those. always split
cards.
Snake eyes.
This is my new favorite game.
You're gonna play blackjack, and the highest each card could get is six. You're not gonna win.
Yeah, I think he wants you to play that because it's very much in his favor. Hey, no offense, man, you are not helping. Arford is in crisis, and you're not helping.
Sorry. So you want to stay?
You know what? We're gonna split. We're gonna split the snake eyes.
Oh okay. My god!
I have cards, and you have dice, so I'm showing a king. So let's go ahead and split those snake eyes.
No.
And now let me roll. That's another. That's a three.
Me.
That's four over here. Roll here. That's a five.
Sorry, can I ask what's the buy-in for this table? It's low, right? Tell me it's low because it's our cash.
Well, the chips are on the table, and you can go ahead and say what it is right now. The denomination.
Yeah. It's like $800.
$800.
And the money doesn't matter. These are my friends. Sorry, these are my friends. They said money does not matter. They are the best friends in the world. Really helping me out.
Hold on. What's your name? Your name is Xander with two X's?
That's correct. I was named after the Buffy character.
Didn't Cheryl say that she cheated on you with someone named Xander with
two X's? Hey, baby, I'm back from the... Oh, my God.
Holy shit, Cheryl. Oh, my God.
You look... terrible. Have you been drinking a ton of white Russians?
I mean, I've only had white Russians all night. How could you tell?
This is Xander. We are in love.
Baby, you got some pepper on your nose.
Oh, shoot. I'm doing fine.
See.
Oh.
I'm only doing white Russians all night. How could you tell? Just shit talk topics.
She's on a bit of a pepper grinder.
Speaking of taking a break to get some white Russians and pepper, which is an awful thing that we'll now do, we're going to take a little break, and we will be right back with more Ribbles and Pubbles.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Clarita to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I have a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription. Woo-hoo. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin Clear. JPZ, live Claritin Clear.
Live Claritin Clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
you.
Like
a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or... Yeah, take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop
crying.
Me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah, well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product, so that's. Are razor blades...
Huh, dang, okay. Yeah, no, good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach. Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say,
mm-hmm.
Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going
to
be
able to. She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades. He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades!
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned, or...
I don't quite know how it works.
With the 195th pick in the 2020 NBA draft, the Chicago Bulls select J.P. Riddles.
Well, well, well. My old friend, a bull. I never thought I'd really quite get one over on you after the last time we ran into each other. I tried to take your peanut butter, famously. You got that in your mouth. You kicked me right in the teeth. Knocked me out unconscious.
Mr. Riddles, my friends haven't met you yet. They're my two best friends from school. Can you just, like, introduce yourself?
I don't care who they are. I saw that basketball first. It's mine. I know that thing's full of gold, and I'm taking that to the mountains.
Sorry, guys. Mr. Riddles, he wrote Swan Lumps. It's sort of like a Goosebumps spinoff. He's one of our recurring characters, and he's really scary. He lives with raccoons.
No, no, no. I'm not scary. That's a lie. My teeth are scary because so many of them are missing.
Can you give us a flash of that smile?
Yeah, I'll give you a flash. Oh, sorry.
Gums.
Sorry.
Gums. And gums. Don't look at it. Look away from it. Don't directly look at it.
And he's not a recurring character. He rides a recumbent bike.
Is that corn on the cob in a holster on your belt? How do you eat that?
It's not mine. I'm holding it for a friend. And I would never eat my only weapon, you fool. Leave me defenseless.
Oh, you dropped this, Mr. Riddles. A coupon to the milk store.
Yeah, this is my favorite part of this, when everyone notices things about me that I have no control over and things are not the same.
That's how you improvise, right?
197th pick. Not possible.
They're still announcing them, too. People are still watching.
Yeah.
He's
definitely a weird old-timey character.
He's definitely playing in Europe.
I'm going to hit us with another riddle. I think we've had some variation of this on the show before, but I don't care. A man goes out drinking every night and doesn't come home until the wee hours of the morning.
Aaron, I told you rules, I was sorry.
No matter how much he drinks the night before, the man never has a hangover.
The man is 17 years old.
He's going to a soda fountain.
The man's in a frat.
Does it say he drinks alcohol or just says he drinks?
He drinks. Where's the man's home and what is his favorite drink?
Where's the man's home?
What? Why do we have to solve these like questions?
Wait,
about
he's
this?
So drunk he can't remember his address?
No.
What's the man's star sign and Enneagram number?
I would say he's a Scorpio 5. And he's probably like an INF. P, maybe. I don't know. Wow. I mean, I don't know him that well.
That's just a guess. Wait, what is it really? Where is his home as well as his drink?
Yeah, where, like, I guess don't focus as much on where his home is.
It's
I guess,
riddle,
again,
so
this doesn't
he must
matter.
Live in like a lighthouse or some shit, right? That's part
a
of it.
A man goes out drinking every night and doesn't come home until the wee hours of the morning. No matter how much he drinks the night before, the man never has a hangover.
Santa Claus.
Does he never have a hangover because he never goes
hot,
to sleep?
Hot cocoa.
I really love drinking. That guess. I do think Santa wakes up with a hangover. I don't care what people say. That is so much sugar in one night.
Oh, wait. I think I know this.
All right. Don't say it yet unless...
Oh, okay.
I want to make sure everyone knows. This is a dice situation.
I feel like I also do feel like we've had something very similar to this on the show before, but we've been doing this show now for over 100 episodes, so it's impossible to know if this is a riddle that has occurred.
Wait, I think my answer is wrong. So I was going to say that he never wakes up in the morning with a hangover because he goes to sleep in the morning, but I think it just says he never wakes up with a hangover.
That's good. I think you're assuming this is a wordplay riddle, yeah. And it is not. It's dumber than that.
So it's not like home is where the heart is and it's water.
No.
Got it.
If only, though.
Okay, it's not where he lives. It's when he lives. All right? 1926, prohibition.
Enough.
There is no alcohol.
Enough.
He's drinking mocktails on the day in the East Village of Manhattan.
We open on the outside of a speakeasy.
Well, his home is 60 feet from third base. The man is Joe DiMaggio, and he's drinking up the Yankees.
Milk store closes. Read all about it. Country's only milk store goes under.
It's bathtub gin, but he did all the wrong ingredients, so he's just drinking bath water.
Yes. Famously, fans. No hangover from that. I'm going to give you some clues that I think are going to give it away immediately.
I'd love some clues. Give it away now.
The man is a sucker for a free drink. Don't.
He's a fish.
He's a fish.
The man is a fish. It's Shape of Water.
For a free drink. I Shape of Water, man.
The man gets his drink straight from the source. This is the absolute funniest clue because it really is just the answer. The man lives alone in a European castle.
Oh, he goes to a well. The man is a king. The man's a jester.
The man always has a quick bite before he has a drink.
Is he a fish?
What?
Oh, Aaron, sweetheart, I think you think these are good clues.
So 45 minutes of just noises.
We didn't get the answer to the second part, which is his home is a castle, right?
Yeah, we got that. We
just
that.
Don't know. What do we need to solve for?
And it's not a well?
William Randolph.
No.
What's he drinking?
He's a sucker for a free drink. What's his favorite drink? He always has a quick bite before he has a drink.
Is it
you keep putting this emphasis on the words like they're important.
I don't know what you mean. I am not doing that.
Quick
sucker
bite.
Sucker bite?
Is the guy a knight
who lives in a castle?
Riley has it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Riley, go for it.
And again, we all do know, and I definitely absolutely have it right. And so I will say with confidence, and I won't be wrong, and we'll all move on from it. And it's not a leech, is it?
It's very close to a
mosquito.
Leech.
Is it a mosquito?
No,
is the guy a knight?
It's a man. Well,
it's a man.
Is it a man?
Oh, he's a vampire.
He is a vampire.
All right, we're gonna see a quick scene. Adel, you are going to be playing a paranormal investigator in like the year, like, you know, 1476, let's say. We are a village full of people, and you're trying to explain that there's a vampire in the town, but you're never going to quite get to that because of all of the guesses that we have as to what it is that is really inhabiting this town.
May I have your attention, please? Hitherto, anon, anon, anon. My name is Norman Investigata, and I am a paranormal investigator. I've found something in this town that all of you should know about.
Something's been eating my sheep, it has.
Okay. Well, ma'am, I've noticed you have a butchery shop. It seems like you kill your sheep, cut out the meat, and then prep and sell those and cook it and eat it.
He's good. He figured it out and won.
What's your name?
My name?
Never mind.
Stay away from me. It's a pretty draw well over here.
Anytime you ask someone what their name is and they say my name, you know they have nothing. So let's... Yes, you have a question in the back.
Yeah, Dustin Magnus, Medieval Times. Question. You said your last name was Investigator?
Investigator.
Tar. What do you say about the accusations that you created a fake job and that you just kind of go around and causing hysteria?
I think there's a lot of truth to those accusations. Thank
this
you so much.
This man's a hard-hitting journalist, he is. He's exposed the whole town.
I don't think there's actually a vampire in this town.
Well, nobody said that. Okay, so here we go.
Wait a minute.
I never said vampire.
And I'm certainly not one. Let's move on.
Mr. Blood seems to be talking a lot about vampires but not being one.
No.
I'm feeling a little called out on the you can't just invent your own job, because if this town didn't have a horse friend, then all of the horses would be lonely. So you do need me.
We all know what a horse friend does. You're not fooling anyone by saying friend instead of the other.
Wait, Mr. Blood's getting away. Nobody be a distraction. Focus on the vampire in the village.
Like I said, no vampire in the village. Just keep answering questions from medieval times. I'll see y'all in the morning. I'll be asleep.
Quick question, Mr. Blood. What is your job? Because no one ever seems to see you during the daytime.
Are you holding a microphone?
This is a piece of hay that I kind of strung together. And somehow when I go to read my piece, I remember it based on which stick of hay I looked at for which question.
Oh,
good enough answer for me.
I was going to say, those haven't been invented yet. I'm from the future, you should know.
Of course. Wait, sorry, now that's what the story's about.
You're from the future? Do people still have such petty and small views on horse-human friendships in the future?
Mr. Horsefriend, what is your name? Because you did not... That one stumped you, and that was the easiest.
My name?
You see, there he goes again. He knows he fucks horses, but he doesn't know his name.
Oh, no.
See.
We never got to it. But I'm pretty sure that guy was a vampire.
Mr. Blood. Hiding in plain sight, I am.
I love the idea of, I need to tell you all something. I've found something, and then someone going, there's no vampires.
Right.
I haven't said
that. Not what I was going to say, but now I have to.
I was going to say, but now that you said it, there definitely is.
Also, the variation of accents in that town, it was absolute perfection.
Yeah, I started off where I was
a real
like,
melting pot.
I started off and I was like, I'm going to speak like an old-timey, and then I was like, I quit.
Here are some more riddles from Elizabeth Teeter. She wants us to use her name because she thinks it would be cool. Mm. So her name is Elizabeth Teeter. Hello, Elizabeth.
Fans of the show, write us in. Let us know. Was it cool? We want to know.
How'd we all feel about it?
I'll go
on the record. I think it's cool. It's a cool name. It's kind of like Twitter.
I will say one of my favorite shows of all time is Dark on Netflix, and there's a character named Claudia Tiedemann, and all the time around the house, I'll just lean over to Gemma and whisper in her ear, Claudia Tiedemann. So I think it's a great name.
Yeah, but her leaving love notes is an annoyance for you.
My love language is Claudia Tiedemann.
Well, I will say whispers are nature's post-its.
Honey, new name alert. All right, Adel's out the door. Now I'm Claudia Tiedemann.
Claudia Tiedemann.
Not going to call you that.
Cloudy is a fantastic name. If anyone is naming their baby this week, and you can credit us.
That offer expires on Saturday night. Check back in. Aaron's going to have a new baby name of the week for you.
Honey, I was listening to a podcast, and now I have a name for our baby.
You can also use Mr. Blood, but you have to give me credit.
And that's the first two names.
And you know what? I don't have permission to do this, but I'll say it. You can also name it Doughboy.
Just the one.
Just the one.
Mm-hmm.
Here is your next riddle.
Thank you.
I'll bleed for you until my veins run dry. I'll send your imagination soaring high. Use me with a flourish, and I'll make your dreams come true. I come in all colors, but mostly black and blue.
Ink, pen.
Is this an Evanescence song?
Yeah.
Got it. Got it in one.
Any excuse to talk about Evanescence? Anyone know?
Is it ink? Like pen? Ink? A quill?
Yeah.
Oh, it's
black
a pen.
And blue.
You got it.
That's pretty good.
Did Elizabeth write that herself?
Let me look.
I don't know. Maybe she didn't volunteer.
She did. I wrote it at work when I should have been actually working. Hint, they are all things I can see on my desk.
She's part of the White House Coronavirus Task Force.
I'd love to see a scene.
She's a surgeon. What I want to see.
I'm just kind of daydreaming.
I'd love to see a scene. I want to see, this is going to be Aaron and Riley. You are two people who are, I don't know, in the 1800s or whenever you want to be, I don't care. And you're writing correspondence, and you really have nothing to say. You just love to write. You love to use a quill and ink. And so you're just going through that process, and it doesn't really matter what you say. You have no real substance. And we'll go letter by letter.
Oh, okay. My dearest Catherine, what's up? How have you been? I'm a little thirsty right now, so that's what's new with me. Oh, shoot, I thought of something earlier this week that I wanted to tell you, and now I forget what it is, but I'll remember. Your friend, Elizabeth.
Dearest Elizabeth, how lovely it is to hear from you on this day. Not much has been going on. The street cleaners were loud this morning. The condensation from my ice glass is dripping onto the table. We'll have to clean that up later. What else? My feet are a bit chilly. Might get a blanket. Hope all is well with you. Yours, Catherine.
Dearest Catherine, my heart hurts for you to hear about the ice glass. Achoo! Oh my goodness, I just wrote my sneeze down. How weird is that? Oh, brother. Wait, I think I see a bird.
Same.
Not easy to send mail back then.
You wait months for a reply, yeah. And it's a chew.
Those sort of feel like the texts I send my mom. Like any excuse to talk to her, I'm like, hey, my feet are cold.
Hey, I know that you guys, like, you're really close with Elizabeth, but I gotta cross like the Fjords Passage to get this story. And I fell off an iceberg last time, so
I had to do 4 sword fights to get her, this letter to her. Can you just wait till it's something important?
4 sword fights.
Speaking of writing a chew, I have received emails from people where they're like, hey, just want to know if we're still on for, 5 p.m. And then it'll be like, .. Oh, wait, I just looked at my calendar and it's 6 p.m. I'll see you then. And I'm like, do you not have a delete button? Like, like when people write out their train of thought.
In the same message.
It's insane.
Here is the next riddle from Elizabeth that you
Aaron,
can
you're
see
just looking
on
around
desk.
The room.
She definitely wrote this and not me. Who is a guy on a podcast whose name rhymes with Jeff? That's the riddle. Okay, here we go. I'll hold your very top secrets, your awards and your taxes. In many colors, you may see me, though simple taupe is my favorite. When organizing is your goal, your sanity, I'll save it.
See, I'm still hung up on I'm a podcaster and my name rhymes with Jeff.
It was Jeff.
Okay. With the Jeff J.
Then can you reread the other riddle?
Yeah. I'll hold your very top secrets, your awards and your taxes. In many colors, you may see me, though simple taupe is my favorite. When organizing is your goal, your sanity, I'll save it.
File cabinet.
Is this like a manila envelope?
Yep.
Oh.
You got it. These are all desk things.
Oh man, I the number of times that I had some sort of like fucking second quarter achievement award that was like a printout that someone like Googled achievement award, and then I got it in a fucking manila envelope that I just kept on my desk, like thinking maybe this will be something that I want to keep at one point. That's happened to me many times in my life.
I would like to see a scene. This is for Jeff and JPC. You are two secret agents, and you've just received like a new manila envelope with your next top assignment in it. And maybe it's a little bit confusing.
Okay. It looks like our new assignment came. I've never seen it come in. What the hell? What would you call this?
That's like a little message in a bottle in a way.
Yeah, I guess so. It looks like it's a bottle with a message inside of it.
Yeah.
I assume that's a message inside of it. It's one pink post-it note in there.
And I'm flipping the bottle around. It doesn't look like there's information on it, but maybe it's like that invisible
ink,
you know?
Yeah, we'll squeeze lemon juice on it. National treasure style.
Yeah, okay.
That's why I went into this job, by the way. I'm kind of a Nick Cage fiend slash head.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Is National Treasure number one with a bullet?
It's absolutely that sequel.
The reason I came in is to this job is I'm a huge Con Air fan.
No fucking. And I'm sorry, I know this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no way.
But not for Cage. I love Cusack. I'm a huge Cusack guy. I don't actually care for Cage.
Well, then this is serendipitous that we find ourselves in this position. Open the bottle.
Okay, open the bottle. Well, there's no. There's no neck to the bottle. It's just like a cylinder. It's like a clear glass cylinder.
Yeah. What's the word for that?
Oh boy. I'd Google it, but my kid took my computer.
Gentlemen, psst.
Yeah. Hey, I don't mean to be this overt about this, but you're in the middle of a Starbucks just screaming about your assignment, and it's a little time sensitive and people are dying. So can you just be like more inconspicuous?
I just think it's a little outrageous to say that this is the middle of a Starbucks, considering there's like a kitchen in the back.
Scene.
Really got her.
Yeah, you got me.
You really, really pick your fights there.
All right, this is the last thing that is on Elizabeth Teeter's desk. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Without water, you will die. Without water, I will thrive. With too much sun, you will burn. For too much sun, I yearn and yearn. My open arms reach towards the sky, but get too close and I'll make you cry.
This is a garlic cactus.
This just is a regular
pepper
cactus.
Onion.
It's just a cactus. And that concludes everything that was on Elizabeth's desk.
Wait, get too close and I'll make you cry. Oh, ow. Like, getting poked in the eye by
a
cactus.
Now I have to see a scene. This is going to be JPC. You are walking through the desert. You come upon Erin. She is a cactus, and she's going to try and make you cry.
A plant. That means that there must be water. There must be water.
Loser says what?
What?
What? Oh.
We both just said it.
What?
You said it again.
No, I didn't.
Wait.
Knock, knock. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
You are ugly and so is your family.
You are
knock,
ugly
knock.
And... What? What?
Wait, who's you
there?
Start this one. You start this one.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Do you have any water?
What?
Do you have... Okay.
Loser says what?
What?
Oh, man. You know what? It's... fun about you?
You just said what again?
What? You know what's fun about you?
What?
You're inherently unlovable.
Okay.
Loser says what?
I'm not falling for that again. I've already fallen for it twice. It would be insane for me to fall for it again.
Oh, yeah?
Kevin,
okay.
Think, okay. You're
okay,
in the desert.
Think, okay. This is you. Oh, I need water. I'm dying because I'm a human and I need water. That's what you sound like.
Yes.
And then you go, what? You say what?
You've said it.
What?
You've said it. You've said it hundreds of times.
Wait, you got something on your shirt. You got something on your shirt.
My shirt's in rags. I tore my shirt off to make these shoes.
Look down. You got a little something right here.
Just at my chest.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. Over here, the Segura. I just want to apologize. She doesn't speak for all of us.
Oh, thank God. Another cactus. You said you were a...
Another cactus. Oh, thank God. Another cactus.
Okay. Hey, knock, knock.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Two more knocks.
Shit.
Scene. Perfect.
Thank you, Adel, for when you played that cactus just now, for holding your arms up.
Yeah.
Here's why. Is because in Jeffrey's scene, when he was asking questions of the paranormal investigator, he held a microphone, and then I was like, I need to start doing more object work.
We got to up our game.
Yeah.
Are we ready for another riddle?
Yes, we are.
Okay, awesome. This one is from Rob. Okay. It's from Rob. I don't have nothing left to say about Rob.
Holy shit. It's from Rob?
Yep.
Rob White, I assume?
Rob with nothing else and a mic drop? Fuck. Okay.
Dude, all right.
Kevin is sentenced to death by firing squad. Susie, the person in charge of the firing squad, liked Kevin, so she made him a deal.
Kevin could arrange the shooters in any way he wanted, and if he was still alive an hour after they were given the order to fire, he would be set free. Kevin was tied to the post, waited for 1 hour, and was set free. How did he do it?
I know it. He arranged them by stacking them on top of each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're just one on top of the other.
So it's a person with a rifle, and that's like a perpendicular angle. So he arranged them like a log cabin style and then just into a house. And then he just lived in that shooter house for the rest of his life.
That's
is that
it.
The answer?
That's definitely
that's exactly it.
You've seen
that is so stupid. That's so stupid.
He faced them away from him.
Mm-hmm. Or face them towards each other.
Oh yeah, in one straight line. They're all kind of facing each other.
Like they shot each other.
Like, yeah.
Did he put them on their backs so they shot up into the sky?
Yeah.
21 guns.
Did he arrange marriages for all the men so they were happy that they didn't
oh
shoot him?
Oh my god.
Yes.
I want a tall wife. I want a short wife. I want a what?
Is that Green Day still?
Yes.
That's on American Idiot.
It's you
early
on the stand.
Green Day. It's early.
Testifying in court.
That's Dookie Green Day.
What did you say about how would you arrange them? What was the real answer?
Arranged marriage?
No, like...
I mean, you could arrange them... You could arrange them facing the other way. You could arrange them to where their guns were pointing into each other.
Yeah, that's basically it.
Where the guns are not pointing towards them, basically.
They were in a circle around the post.
Mm. Yeah.
None of the shooters dared fire. They might hit the shooter on the other side.
Oh, so it's not what we said where we were just like, aim the guns at each other and shoot themselves. It was actually a smart, clever thing where he was like, they're still aiming at me, but you could also maybe hit someone
else. He was very clever. This man, very, very smart. Probably a murderer, too, and now he needs to just be
that'll
free.
Be the die.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
Well, I will say, based on Enter the Dragon, what would happen is they would all circle around him, and then they'd fire one at a time at close range while the rest patiently waited.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you always somehow find a way to tie these riddles back to Enter the Dragon.
Constantly.
It's impressive.
And Casey catches most of them to cut them out.
Right.
Occasionally, someone
Let's
else was talking, and you had to leave one in. So. Just for continuity. Thank you Rob for that ribble.
Yeah, thank you Rob for that ribble. You did a great job. All right, are we ready for some more?
Ready?
Yes.
For one more.
One more? Well, then if
so.
I have one more, then just give me 2 seconds because I don't want to waste it.
Oh, how about you take 1 second and do 2 riddles?
that's a good deal.
I would love if JPC, if that door opens and then your kid walks in and then the nanny comes in like on that box. <interview. laughs> You have a kid?
And by kid, it's just spaghetti on 2 legs.
It's Aaron's breakfast.
We have a friend who has made that scene his Zoom background multiple times. Just the door in the office, so it looks like you're just in that office, and they could burst in at any second.
That's
I love
amazing.
That.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Friend of the show, Pat Connolly. Friend of the show.
All right. This is our final riddle. A woman is accused of a crime, tried in an American court of law, and found guilty. The woman has not killed anyone or committed treason, yet the judge orders the death penalty. Her execution is swift, and there is no appeal or public protest. Just like a little heads up, a lot of riddles are about women getting killed.
Love
it's sort
I
of a fun thing that men have done.
It's really fun and quirky.
She was a witch.
She's a witch.
Yeah, so quirky.
She was
Wait,
a witch.
Wait, what did you say? What did you guys say?
She's a
she
witch.
She was a witch, they thought.
Yes.
Oh,
that's
really?
Right.
I was joking.
Yeah, you no, that joke was real. Oh, Jeff's dancing. He's so excited.
I really needed this
witches.
Win, actually.
Here were the clues. 18 other people died from the same crime. The town is on the east coast of the U.S. The crime is no longer tried in the U.S. courts. And the conviction was in Massachusetts in 1692. Mm.
Fun fact about that, the crime is no longer tried in the United States, but the defense is still used very widely today. I have gone with the witch defense several times in criminal trials. I can't be held accountable for my actions.
Right.
I'm a witch.
You robbed a milk store.
Well, so it turns out that's a victimless crime because they couldn't find a milk store.
Yeah, you turned yourself in account. Saying, I robbed a milk store, and they said, what are you talking about?
You said, never mind, I'm a witch.
You were drunk off White Russians.
I'm related to Rebecca Nurse.
Is that real? You have family from Massachusetts? Is she Massachusetts? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Salem. But she
I just thought Adela was like,
killed.
I'm my relative is Dave Doctor.
Rebecca the Nurse. She was killed, and then she had two siblings who were, I think one was blind and one was deaf. And they were, because of that, they were also accused of some sort of devilry. And so they,
oh, perfect.
Yeah, exactly. And so they escaped and had kids and were descendants of one of them.
Oh, that's damn. So fun. Have you like gone and done a Salem tour?
We went to Salem last year for my mom's 60th because she's super into genealogy. And so she's the one who like discovered all that. And so we went and put flowers near their like grave marker kind of things.
I'm from Massachusetts, but I don't think I'm a witch, unfortunately.
I want to see a scene. Let's say Aaron and Jeffrey, the two of you are on trial for being witches. We'll say Japes and Riley, you two are the sort of prosecutors. You're the people trying to prove that they are witches or mm-hmm. dole out their punishment. And we'll take you to Salem in this court.
Okay, you're first chair. So I'm just going to sit back here and chill. Good luck.
Oh my God!
What's up?
You're gonna leave. You're just gonna leave me high and dry.
I honestly had a crazy night last night. I went to Salem, Vegas with the boys, and we just had white Russians all night. And I'm not in shape.
Sorry, we're like on stakes. So
yeah, no, I know,
like,
I know. We don't want to. We don't want to.
This is like more uncomfortable than you would think it is. Yeah. I understand.
Do you just call me a moron? Do you just call me a moron?
No, sit down. It's no just.
Really insecure, right?
Whoa, yikes.
Okay, enough with that. Enough with that.
Yeah, I'm insecure. The guy in the fucking Brooks Brothers suit is insecure. Come
yeah.
on.
If, dude, step oh, down. All right. Well, we all know why you're here. Farmer Jay, you know, he can't find his three sheep, and he's blaming it on you. He brought you guys to the courthouse, said that you used your witchcraft, you know, might have killed the sheep for some spells or something. And you got a lot, you know, there's a lot of evidence stacked against you. Someone claimed that they saw you two on brooms flying around. Can
what?
You explain that?
Ooh, I mean,
damn.
Do we ride brooms in the air? Yeah.
Yes. Fine. Yeah.
But we're not witches. Why does that make us witches?
If we were witches, could we do this?
Oh, our ears are bleeding. You're somehow broken free.
No. Oh,
sorry to burst into the courtroom, but I thought I smelled, or I mean heard blood.
Mr.
Actually,
blood.
This is Tabasco
Mr.
sauce.
Blood.
This is Tabasco sauce. This isn't blood. I forgot that I had a big breakfast.
Oh, wait, aren't you the guy who friends all the horses? Quote, quote, friends?
I'm not on trial here. I'm a prosecutor.
Horse friended me. Peacock's new show. It's in the God
Weeknights
extended
on CBS. Yeah, CBS would find a way to get that. It would be first
horse
in line for that.
Friended me.
We can't air Brooklyn Nine-Nine anymore, so we have to have a mid-season replacement. We've got Horse Friended Me.
I didn't even know we had this show. Who greenlighted this?
We've always had it. We've had this show since 1951.
Isn't there a show that's literally called God Friended Me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, that was the reference.
This was a half-baked pitch from Dalton Moonves before Les was let go, so they just kind of threw $100,000 at it.
Enough with Dalton.
Jeff, Riley, thank you so much for joining us on Hey Riddle Riddle. You have your own great podcast. Would you like to talk about the review?
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah,
this is so much fun.
This was so much fun. But yeah, we have review on the HeadGum Network. We have a different topic every week. Could range from a restaurant, an item, a place, what have you. And we find the craziest reviews that people have left about those things. And we do improv based off of that.
Yelp, TripAdvisor, Amazon Products, Alibaba Express. And did I mention Google reviews?
Oh,
yes.
Damn.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, he didn't. He didn't until just now.
What's that?
They said you had mentioned it. No, you just mentioned it for the first time.
Come on. We're trying to
have fun. Like,
come on.
Oh, yeah, rhetorical.
Yeah, yeah. It's all good.
But yeah, new episodes every Tuesday. And when we wrap this episode up, we're going to do an episode with y'all. So if anybody is interested, maybe that would be a good in.
Yeah, and then it's like you can go listen to that podcast, and then if you're listening to that podcast, we'll direct you back to this podcast,
yeah.
And then just keep listening to these two episodes forever. Mm-hmm. And
it's like
the only content
the snake
that you need.
That's eating its own tail,
and the cycle mm-hmm. yeah. will be complete.
It's like the snake eating its own tail, Aurora Borealis.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
What's been your favorite review so far? I gotta know, or like the thing that you reviewed.
Ooh.
We did an episode on British pubs outside the United Kingdom.
I think we're thinking of the same. Mine too. Is it there's a British pub in Paris that someone reviewed, and they were mad because it wasn't open at 11, and so they had to wait by the Luxembourg Gardens, and they were pissed about it.
Because they couldn't have like a Guinness or something.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Incredible.
I had to waste my time at the gardens.
Japes, anything you want to plug?
No, not really. You can follow me at Twitch, twitch.tv/sharkbarkman.
So yes, there is.
just a thing.
No, except for this.
Just a thing that I've plugged every week. Nobody ever listens to this part.
I'll go next. Aaron, anything to plug? Sure, Aaron. Follow me, Aaron Keefe 10 on Instagram, for stuff there. Mm-hmm. And Adel
can't, his sound went out, so I'll go ahead and do Adel's plugs. You can follow me at Twitter and Instagram at Adel Refai. And here's a list of podcasts that I've recently been on. Brothers in Business podcast, Sandwiches for Mayor, the podcast. Oh, shit. Sorry, Adel, go ahead.
I would like to plug our Patreon, patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. A lot of good stuff over there. Also, check out our episode of Review. Was that already mentioned?
No.
No, first time.
Perfect.
And Aaron, you left a weird review on a post-it on my wall. It was about something that was large and circular and had a moon or something. What was that called?
A hug?
Adel's ass.
Jupiter. Adel's ass. Adel's ass. It was Adel's ass. Jupiter. Adel's ass.
Wolf swish.
And John Patrick Collins. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Okay, I'm ready.
Aaron's just reading a book this whole time.
Yeah.
She's like, let me just read this chapter really quick.
I'm just reading Little Women, and I'm like, this is so good, you guys.
The artist's way.
I'm going to take myself on an artist date by myself. I'm going to learn a lot about myself. I can't wait.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.